This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Residents of Syria's rebel-held city Aleppo have reported a surge of airstrikes, which local monitors say have killed at least 30. Syrian government announced a renewed offensive on the city after U.S. and Russia failed to salvage a ceasefire that had diffused hostilities for nearly a week. Aleppo is Syria's second-largest city. It has been divided among government troops, rebel militias, Islamic extremists, and Kurdish fighters since 2012. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says he believes Saudi Arabia should be part of the solution in Syria. He was speaking before the Council on Foreign Relations in New York.
There cannot be a deal in our region based on the exclusion of one of the important parties. And I believe Saudi Arabia is an extremely important partner, hopefully, in this region.
Zarif also said that any rift between Iran and Russia over how to proceed in Syria is overblown. This week, the U.S. supported Turkish-backed Free Syrian Army forces suffered a series of military setbacks to the Islamic State group in northern Syria. Setbacks are rekindling concerns over the effectiveness of the FSA fighters and whether they could force Ankara to deploy more of its own troops into Syria. President Obama has vetoed legislation that would have allowed the families of September 11 terror attack victims to sue Saudi Arabia over its alleged ties to the hijackers involved in those crimes 15 years ago. Congress could override the president's action, which many say is likely. This is VOA News. Pope Francis scheduled to meet today with 180 Greek